Dear friends, welcome to this week's Virtual Drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Baaloscha. And the Parsha begins with a beautiful mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to speak to Aaron. Say to Aaron, Dabra al Aaron, this is the second Pasuk, Parachas, Pasuk Beis, chapter 8, verse 2. Dabra al Aaron v'amarta ilav, say to Aaron, Baaloscha es haneros al mol pnei menorah ya'iru shivas haneros. Aaron, kindle the lamps of the menorah. The menorah was a seven-branch candelabra, seven-branch menorah. Aaron, you shall go out and kindle the menorah each and every day. And Rashi HaKadosh is bothered by a very simple question. Why is this here? After all, again, remember, we already learned about the Mishkan, all of its utensils, its services back in Shmos, Vayakel, Pekudei, going back, Truma, Tetzava. We had all of this already. Why is this here? And Rashi says something amazing. Rashi asks this question, Lama nismucho parshas mono parshas hanasiim. Rashi notes the juxtaposition between this week's parsha, Baaloscha, the menorah, and the end of last week's parsha, Parshas Noso, where we went through the offerings of all the tribal princes, all of the Nisim, on the day that the Mishkan was dedicated. So Rashi says, why the juxtaposition? And Rashi says something amazing. When Aaron saw the dedication, right, the offerings of the tribal princes, their dedication on the day of the Mishkan, Chal Shadaito literally means he was distressed. Shevet Levi, remember again, wasn't represented. Aaron wasn't represented. Shevet Levi wasn't represented. So here was this incredible, dramatic, simchadik day, the day of the dedication of the Mishkan, and Aaron felt kind of like sidelined. I have no part. I have no chilek. I have no service. I'm not doing anything on this great day. Everyone else is participating and I am not. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to Aaron, do not be distressed. Chayecha. Don't worry, Chayecha, by your life, what you're going to do is so much greater than what they're going to do. Why? Sha'ata madlik umetiv es haneros. For you, Aaron, are going to kindle the menorah. And on a simple level, what the Nesim did was beautiful, but it was episodic. It happened once. But you, Aaron, you're going to be zochet to bring light into the Mikdash each and every day. That's your chelek. That's your portion. That's your part. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to come, Aaron, that as such, that's the juxtaposition. Last week's parasha, the offering of the tribal princes, Aaron distressed that he didn't participate in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calming Aaron. This week's parasha, don't worry. Shelcha gedolah mishalohem. Don't worry, Aaron. They did something beautiful, but it was once. You're going to do something beautiful, and it's each and every day. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so incredibly amazing. The Baal Shem Tov says there's something so much deeper that's happening over here. The Rebbe says that often we go through life and we compare ourselves to others. It's human nature. And I see someone accomplish something, and I'm so jealous. I see this person, whatever the accomplishment is, whether it's a spiritual accomplishment, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I haven't done that yet. A career accomplishment, a relationship accomplishment, a family accomplishment, whatever type of milestone accomplishment, the Rebbe says it is natural and normal that we look at other people and we're jealous. But that jealousy stems from the fact that I'm comparing myself to that other person. Then in other words, I see their accomplishment and I say, oh, like, that should be me. That should have been me. As if to say, like, I'm always measuring myself up against others. And the Rebbe says, that's a tremendous problem. Because when you measure someone, when you measure yourself up against someone else, essentially what you're negating is your individual shlichus. Every single person has their own shlichus. Every single person has their own mission in this world. And my mission is not like your mission. So your mission might require you to do A, B, and C. Might require you to acquire D, E, and F. Might require this milestone or this accomplishment. My shlichus is different. And if I spend my life measuring myself up against others, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, I negate the individuality of my shlichus. And says the Rebbe so beautifully, that's what's unfolding over here. You see, Aaron saw the karbanos, the offerings of the Nesiim, and he's like, I should have been doing that. That should have been, that's my shlichus also. How could it be that I got left out from such an incredible and hailing and holy event? And listen to how the Baal Shem Tov understands Rashi. The Rebbe says, and again, you'll look back in Rashi, this is the first Rashi on the parsha, and the way the Baal Shem Tov reads it is a little bit different. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So remember again, the beginning, Chol Sha'az Daito Shelo Haya Imam Bechanukah Lohu Velo Shvato. Chol Sha'daito, Aaron was distressed. Why was he distressed? Because he was left out. Because again, he was measuring himself against the Nesiim, against the other tribal princes. And he felt if they're doing it, then I should be doing this also. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam says, Chayecha. Now, by the way, if you look at Rashi, even Rashi, there's a comma in here. Chayecha, the Baal Shem Tov says, means Chayecha, your life. Focus on your life. Focus on you. Aaron, why are you comparing yourself to other people? When you do that, you are negating the individuality of your shlichos. Chayecha. Aaron, I don't need you to be the Nesiim. I need you to be you. I need you to be the best Aaron. I don't need you to be a Nachshon Ben Aminadav. I don't need you to be this one. I don't need you to be that one. I don't need you to be the Nasi of Zevulun. I need you to be Aaron HaKohen. Chayecha. I need you, Aaron, to lead your best life. And if you do that, Shelcha Gidola Mishalohem, you will see that, literally translated, it means your portion is greater than theirs. The Rebbe says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not saying that Aaron is greater or less. He's saying, Shelcha, your mission to you is more important than trying to replicate someone else's mission for you. Stop spending your life trying to make someone else's shlichos, your shlichos. Figure out what your shlichos is. Figure out what your mission is. And be the best at your mission. Don't spend your life trying to be like someone else. But figure out ultimately, again, what your unique and special shlichos is. And if you do that, if you're able to figure out your singular and unique shlichos, then shelcha gedola mishalohem. Then the actualization of your shlichos is so much greater than trying to replicate or emulate someone else's agency, someone else's mission, someone else's shlichos. The Baal Shem Tov says a beautiful formulation. He says, "Bimokom lishol lama ani lo." Instead of asking, "Well, why can't I do that? Why can't I accomplish that? Why can't I be like that?" Nishal bima ani kain. Ask yourself, what can I do? Who can I be? What is my unique individual shlichus? Dear friends, it is such a beautiful and overwhelming idea. Because all too often, we try to be like the other. We try to live in the same houses as the other, try to drive the same cars as the other. We try to kind of be like, you know, every single boy needs to be the biggest Talmud Chacham. And every single girl needs to be the girl who marries the guy in Kola, which is all beautiful. It's all beautiful. As long as you recognize that it doesn't work for everyone. And as long as you recognize that everybody has their own unique shlichos. Yeah, there are some boys who are supposed to be, Emir Hashem, long-term learners. And there are other boys who are just as holy, who are supposed to, Baruch Hashem, have a chavrusa, be an erlich habalabos, get into the world and be mekadeshim shamayim. And there's no shlichos that's better. There's no shlichos that's worse. Just like there are some young women in Emiras Hashem who will contribute to the world through their careers, and some incredible young women who will in Emiras Hashem contribute to the world through ultimately devoting themselves wholly and totally to raising their families. And there's no better, there's no worse. At the end of the day, everybody has their shlichos. We spend so much time always trying to like create a box and then fit everyone into that. This is what everyone looks like. This is what everyone does. This is how everyone should operate. And when you try to make someone else's shlichos like your own, then at the end of the day, you totally and wholly and fully negate your own individuality. It's true with gashmios, when we feel the need to keep up with other people. Ever imagine how liberating it would be? You know what? I don't have to make a simcha like everybody else. I don't have to live the lifestyle like everybody else. Live whatever lifestyle you want. Do whatever you want because you feel it's good for you, because you feel it works for you, whether that's a lot or it's a little, but not because you feel you have to keep up or be like someone else. Because the moment you spend your life keeping up and just trying to be like the other is the moment that you mamish snuff out and extinguish your light of individuality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put us in this world to be carbon copies of each other. He did not put us in this world ultimately, again, to all of ourselves, put ourselves, stuff ourselves into one box and one framework and one image. He wanted us to cultivate our own individual shlichos. And the world needs my shlichos. The world needs your shlichos. The world needs our individuality. Because if we were just all created to be the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created a minion in the world, and that would have been enough. That would have been more than fine. He needs our individuality. See, Aaron HaKohen, even the great Aaron HaKohen, didn't initially understand this. Right? Aaron HaKohen originally thought that the Avodah, the Nesima doing something great, if they're doing something great, that must be my Avodah to do that as well. And by the way, there's a place, of course, for spiritual and religious emulation. We should all have role models. And the goal of role models is someone I could look up to, someone in certain respects I want to be like, but just be like, not be a spitting image, not be a carbon copy, because ultimately that would extinguish my own individual shlichus. Aaron thought that his whole avoda was to be like the Nesi'im. They offered up this kabbalah. I can't believe that I didn't get to do it. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, stop. Chayecha. Chayecha. I don't want you to live their life. I want you to live your life. I don't want you to go ahead and try to be like them. I want you ultimately to be like you. That's what I want. I want you to cultivate your own individuality. And if you do that, chayecha, shelcha gedola mishalohem. If you focus on who are you and what can you do, not as the Baal Shem Tov said, not the makom l'shol al nam ani lo, not always as, well, why can't I have that? And why can't I be like that? But instead, nishal b'ma'ani kein, what can I do? What is my shlichus? Then shelcha gedola mishalohem. You will find it is so much more rewarding to live a life where you try to figure out how to be the best you than to live a life in trying to figure out how to be like everyone else. Such is the power of our individual shlichus. Borei nefashos rabos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many different people. You know why? Because he wants us to be different. And he wants us to celebrate those differences. And he wants us to find, each of us, find our own individual shlichus. And chevra, how exciting is it that each and every one of us, we have our own mission. Sure, there's overlap, of course. We all have to do the same mitzvahs. We all have to daven the same tefillos. We all have to take care of each other. Of course, there's overlap. Of course, there's commonality. But there's also so much beautiful individuality. Find your derech. Don't spend life trying to figure out how to be like everyone else and do what everyone else is doing. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of Aaron, and it's not what he wants of us. He wants us ultimately to figure out, Bema ani kein, what can I do? What are my kolchos? What are my unique and individual strengths? And how can I use that? Listen to what happens. If you find your individual kolchos, if you find your individual shlichos, then what happens? She'ata madlik umeitives aneros. That's how you bring light to the world. You don't bring light by trying to be like everybody else. You don't bring light, ultimately, again, just by copying and emulating. So there's an element of that. You really bring light when you discover who and what you are. You bring light when you stop trying to always be like the other and instead try to figure out chayecha. Who am I? What am I? What is my shlichus? And ultimately, what can I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for the world? Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.